Welcome to the Experience Roseburg podcast. If you've never listened to the podcast before, the premise is we go out on an outdoor adventure each episode. The adventure is meant to be relaxing and transport you to the Umpqua Valley no matter where you are. You could be driving, working, or trying to make that new stew recipe. So sit back and relax as we start our outdoor adventure. Hey there, listener. Today we're doing something slightly different. Typically, we're trekking through the deep woods, visiting a national park, or spending the day on the river. But today, we're spending a few hours out at Whistler's Bend Disc Golf Course, often touted as the hardest disc golf course in Oregon. Whistler's Bend Disc Golf Course is a 27-hole disc golf course that takes players through oak groves, grassy fields, riverside bluffs, and dense forests. The course starts off in an open meadow leading into an oak grove. A few tosses and the disc lands in the basket for a par 3. Then it's a short walk up the hill into an old-growth glen of Doug firs. After a few tree knocks, for those unfamiliar with the term, it's when you try to get your disc straight down the fairway, but for whatever reason, your disc wants to hit the tree just off the fairway. The wooded areas of this course are challenging, but oddly relaxing. Shaded from the afternoon sun, but occasionally the sun will break through the canopy of leaves. Hole number 5 is seemingly just a long fairway with a basket at the end of the hole, but as you walk up to the tee box, you quickly realize North Umpqua River is directly to your right. One bad throw lands your disc at the bottom of the river, which wouldn't be a huge issue during the late summer. You could just walk out there and grab it since the river is so shallow. But really, the bigger issue is the cliff leading down to the river. Retrieving the disc isn't worth the effort sometimes. Hopefully some other disc golfer will see it in the river during the summer and grab it for their collection. Double bogey, then it's onward to the next few holes. The rolling hills littered with trees and the sharp drop-off to the river makes this course harder than most. For a game beloved by the people in the jam band community, you'd think it'd be more relaxing. A handful of holes later, after a mixed bag of bogeys, pars, and one birdie, you find yourself standing at the top of a hill. Trying to figure out where the basket is located, way off in the distance in the middle of the field. The afternoon sun is starting to dip behind the hills to the west. The entire park has a golden glow to it. There's a slight breeze. You breathe in slowly. Exhale. The disc releases from your hand, soars, hopefully making its way towards the basket. You lose sight of it. One of your disc golf buddies mentions they saw where it landed. You hike down the hill in search of your disc. It's a ways away from the basket, but closer than you expected. You finish this hole with one over par and decide to call it a day. Not terrible for trying a new course. Not a great score either. It's a bit of a grab bag, I guess, just like life. Or a box of chocolates. There's something about trying a new activity and going with the flow. Sure, there's people who would like to be experts right away at the beginning of trying something new, but it's never gonna happen. It's just better to play the best you can and hope for the best and enjoy the game while you're playing it. Till next time, I'm Brian Chowers.